Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to ask me any question around building a home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, recruiting, closing, mindset, team building, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. So today's question comes from a friend of mine, Kenny Santos. Kenny Santos says, what can we as MLMers do or not do so that network marketing is recognized as a profession? Okay. Great question. I really like this question. You know, part of my mission is to constantly raise the conversation, constantly raise the vibration and the level of network marketing. That does not mean to be defensive. That does not mean that everyone on the planet needs to be in a network marketing company. I'm not saying that. But it does mean that there just shouldn't be such a stigma around network marketing, okay? So a couple things. Number one, don't be defensive, especially on social media. If someone is bashing, you know, network marketing, or they're bashing you for being in network marketing, just, you know, thank them for their opinion, block them, unfriend them, whatever. Don't sit there and publicly battle it out, because let me assure you, there are more people out there that are willing to get behind the fight against something traditional than are willing to get behind something positive. Now, the only exception to that is, you know, if you have a thriving fan base, you know, for example, on Facebook, you know, I can talk about network marketing all day long. And if someone battles, you know, if someone, you know, argues against it, my legion of fans will attack them. And so, you know, just don't be defensive publicly. It doesn't look good. And I don't know if it was Coolidge or Roosevelt that said, when you argue with idiots, onlookers are confused as to which one's the idiot, right? Something like that. And so don't be defensive. Number two, never send unsolicited links. And I mean to your friends, to your family, to your Facebook people, to people you don't know. Never send an unsolicited link. That means never send a company overview or anything like that to someone unless they ask. That's a big deal, okay? Number three, don't bash the alternatives. You can educate about the difference, but don't bash the alternative. So don't say things like, having a job is stupid, you should be in network marketing, right? That just doesn't come across well. It's not smart. And, you know, hey, there are a lot of people out there that love their job. So, you know, we don't need to, you know, bash someone. And, you know, I see this quote floating around the internet every once in a while, and it is, promote what you love instead of bash what you hate. Amen. That is absolutely a way to raise the vibration of network marketing. Number four, or whatever number we're on, never trick. You know, I know some people that they say, hey, buddy, come over for dinner. We'd love to see you. And then whammo, there's a presenter in there and they have a whiteboard and, you know, it's downhill from there. So never trick. You know, be upfront, be straightforward. You know, tell people what you're doing. You know, that's it. Number five, don't be addicted to the outcome. Okay, so if your best friend on planet Earth tells you you're an idiot and he's not going to join, don't bash him. Say, okay, appreciate your opinion. We're still buds. Take it easy, my friend. I got work to do. Do not be addicted to the outcome. So do not be upset when any one individual, even if it's your own mother, tells you no. So those are five of my tips. I hope that helps you, Kenny, and everyone. I really would love everyone to get these tips and really raise the vibration of network marketing. If you are in network marketing and you'd like to get more tips like these that are straightforward and no hype, feel free to visit rayhigdon.com. If you decide to enter your name and email on that page, you will get my 29 sources of network marketing leads for absolutely free. And we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.